She's a Mona Lisa. Everyone's lining up to see her. She's a Mona Lisa.
Hi, welcome to Glow on the Go. I hope you're doing good. If you're new here or you don't know me yet, my name is Mava. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I know it has been a very long time. I think the last podcast episode I recorded was in January. And yeah, I just felt like I needed to take a step back to feel more inspired and kind of fall back in love with it because I used to feel so drained filming one and editing it and posting it and all those things. And now I actually like it so much. Like, I've missed recording podcast episodes so much because I feel like it's just such a nice way to talk with you guys and connect with you guys. And I feel like you get to see a bit more my personality and who I am as a person instead of just like 10 second reels on IG. Today's episode was a highly requested one, and it's all about friendships. Toxic friendships, outgrowing friends, how to attract the right people. I might be doing a part two, I'm not sure yet, depending on how much I can get inside this episode, because I feel like friendships in general is a very large subject. So let's get right into it, because as I said, large subject. So let's not waste any time. The first thing I want to share is this metaphor that is literally amazing. Like, I feel like I'm so proud of myself for coming up with this metaphor. So let me tell you all about it. When I think about my life and the people in my life, I think about a garden, kind of like a magic garden, okay? And this garden represents me, my life, my personality, all those things. And then after that, I have like a fence around my garden. Now, the people that are in my life, they can either be watching from the fence, they can either be walking in my garden, or some people, they can even be planting stuff with me in my garden. So you see, every single day, me, I wake up and I plant some flowers and I give them some water and I nurture my little garden. Now, I want to make sure that the people that are in my life are also helping me nurture my garden. I don't want anybody in my life that has access to my garden to come and kill my plants and make it hard for me to grow a beautiful garden. And that's why, to those people, I set a boundary that they can only look at my life, but they cannot be inside of my life. I hope this metaphor makes sense, because I swear to you, this is my favorite thing in the entire world. Putting it in this perspective for me to really see it makes it so easy to set boundaries, to cut off people that are not helping me grow. It just makes it super easy, because instead of like debating on things, you're just like, okay, this person's not helping me grow. I can see it in my garden. I can see that they're killing my plants. And so they shall rest on the other side of the fence. And I hope that it can help you too, to kind of put it in perspective. Something that I've shared so many times on my Instagram is that people have the privilege to be in your life. And I really think that you have to see it this way. You have the privilege to be in people's life, but people also have the privilege to be in your life. Like, this is your life that you're creating, that you're living, and you're giving this person kind of like a VIP pass so they can be with you. Okay, it's like, you know, this other metaphor with the car where like you're the main character, so you're driving the car, you're giving them a free pass so they can sit in your car and come along with you. It's a privilege. Okay, not everybody has that privilege. And so I think it's really important to see it that way and understand that. Why are you going to give this privilege to a person that is not bringing you peace, that is not making you happy, somebody that's making you overthink, think you're not good enough? Why give this person a privilege? And I feel like when you see it that way, it becomes a lot more empowering. A lot of people that don't have good relationships is because they don't like have a lot of confidence. And I don't mean like you have zero confidence. You can be confident, but maybe you don't know your worth, or you don't really respect yourself, or you don't know any better, so you think that what you have is like the best in the world. And that comes with not believing, like truly believing, that you're worthy of more. And honestly, like, it makes sense, because if you've never experienced better, of course what you have is going to feel like the best, okay? Like, it's just, it's normal to feel that way. But when you truly know your worth, you're going to literally say like, okay, this is the best I've had so far, but I know I'm worthy of more, and I know that better is going to come. And this is really hard to do, especially if like you don't know about it. And honestly, I could talk for so long about toxic friendships, but I don't think I will, because I feel like deep down, you know when you're not in a good friendship. You know when the friendship isn't right for you, but it's just hard to let go, because as I said, it might feel like the best you've ever had so far, and so you want to hold on to it to really make sure that there's something better before you completely let it go. But you need to make space in your life and let those poor relationships go so that you can get to something that's even better. When you change your mindset to see it as, I deserve better and I deserve someone that really loves me, that accepts of me, and that respects me, instead of seeing it as, why am I not enough for this person? Why is this person not treating me right? And things like that. It becomes a lot more empowering, and you're like, what am I even doing in this situation? Like, I deserve better. Instead of trying to hold on to this situation and change yourself to make this other person act a certain way towards you. I literally had this friendship where I said like, do you guys want to go shopping this weekend? We were all sitting at a table together and we were trying to like figure out what we were gonna do. And yeah, I said like, do you guys want to go shopping? And everybody looked at me as if like, I said something like, let's go jump off a cliff. Like, what's going on? And then yeah, everybody said like, no, we don't want to do that. And literally like 5 minutes after, this other girl in our group said, I have to go buy shoes. Do you guys want to go shopping with me to go buy shoes? And everybody was like, yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that. That's such a good idea. And I swear, I look around and I was like, what's going on? And in that moment, I was like, what's wrong with what I said? Why is her idea better than mine when it's the same idea? What's wrong with me? And I started to think that something was wrong with me. But baby, nothing's wrong with you. Like, it's just that these are not the right people for you, and they're not respecting you, and they're not valuing you. So you need to get out of that relationship, friendship, whatever, and work on yourself. And find the people that are right for you, and that are gonna value you, and that are gonna love you, and that are gonna respect you. Because I really feel like I said, deep down, I knew they weren't the friends for me. Like, I felt it, but I just didn't want to let go. Because in my head, I was like, no, but I can make it work. No, but we had some good moments, which means that we're gonna have more good moments. But that's not always true. Sometimes, as I said, like, you're outgrowing your friends, or your friends are just not right for you, and you need to grow from that. And you need to go from it from a perspective that they're not right for you, not that something is wrong with you. And I want to be clear on that, because I'm not against the idea that maybe you have to change. You have to change for yourself to get to your goals and to attract the things that you want. So yes, you might have to change for you, improve for you. But I never think that you should change for someone else, to get somebody else's love, to get somebody else's approval. I think if you want to change, yes, but change for yourself. Change for your own improvement. And like these friends that I made the example about, they're not always bad. Like, we had some amazing moments, okay? But I think there's a quote that really stuck with me that says, it's not about how you feel about people, it's about how they make you feel. And I feel like that's really important, okay? Because sometimes you're really gonna love somebody, you're really gonna be like, I'm happy with this person, but this person, the way they're treating you, they're not respecting you, and they're not making you feel good. And so you need to let go, because at the end of the day, you deserve people that are gonna make you feel good. And that are make you gonna, and that are, I don't know how to speak anymore, bear with me. And that are going to make you feel valued and good and important, and that are going to respect you. I feel like I repeated myself somewhere there, but as I said, bear with me. Friendships are not super complicated, okay? You don't need to overthink it all the time to be like, oh, but is this person good or bad? Should I let them go or should I stick around? Or no, like, friendships are supposed to be like super easy. They're supposed to be people that really lift you up, that brings you peace, that brings you joy, that are there for you, that are supporting you. Like, I want you to know that this is out there, okay? Like, if right now you're like, I think I might be in a toxic friendship, or I think that my friends aren't the right friends for me, I want you to think about it. If tomorrow you met people that would support you no matter what, that would hype you up to chase your goals, that would motivate you, that would be there for you every step of the way, that would try to understand you, would you think that your friendship is still like super amazing, or would you be really like, I settled in my friendships and I could get more and I deserve more? Because like the friends that I have now, I never thought that I could have friends like that before, because I just didn't think people were like that. But when I tell you, my friend would literally send me daily vlogs of her hyping me up when I told her like I wasn't motivated. She would like send me videos on Snap and she'd be like, no, like now you're gonna get up, you're gonna go to the gym because you're so amazing and you're gonna do this and you're gonna do that. And like, I believe in you, like every single day for like a week, because I told her like I was so demotivated and I did not feel like doing anything. These are the type of friends you want to have. You want to have friends that want to see you win, that are like hyping you up and all those things. And as I said, actually, I don't know if I said that, but this comes with self-worth and really knowing that you deserve better. And if right now you're kind of like still not 100% convinced and you're still like, I still don't know if this is a good friendship for me or not, let me give you just like common things that happen in a toxic friendship. And before I get into it, I just want to say that a toxic friendship doesn't mean that the person is bad. And I think something that is really good to take out of your vocabulary when you talk about relationships and other people is the word good and bad, because nobody is 100% good and nobody's 100% bad. But I feel like if you label them as good or bad, then it's either they're good for you or they're bad for you. But maybe they're both. And that's why instead of seeing it as bad or good, I just see it as there's this person and they make me feel a certain way. And overall, I feel like it's weighing me down. It's too much on my mind. It's making me overthink. And I don't feel valued. I don't feel respected. So maybe this is a good person. It's just that this person is toxic for you and triggers you in a certain way. Maybe it even comes from you. Maybe it's because you're not confident enough and you always seek approval from others. And so this person becomes toxic and you just need to work on yourself. But in other cases, maybe this person is actually really toxic. But at the end of the day, I feel like in both cases, you still need to distance yourself and work on yourself to attract better people. So the first thing and the most important thing, I think, is if they try to dismiss your feelings or they say, yes, it's fine and whatnot, but they never change. And I feel like that's the easiest way to know if you're in a toxic relationship or not. You just go try to talk to the person and see if they listen to you and they actually care about how you feel and they actually try to make an improvement or not. Second thing is if you always feel judged or you're scared to be yourself because you don't want people to talk about you in your back or like judge you later on. If this person can't respect your boundaries or they're kind of, you feel like they're using you or they're being really nice when you're together, but then over text or after that, they're being like really cold and distant, or overall, if they make you feel like you're not enough or like something's wrong with you or something like that. But as I said in the beginning, I feel like truly deep down, when you're not in a relationship or friendship that's for you, you feel it. Like, it's the same even if you're outgrowing your friends and they're not necessarily toxic. When, like, you feel like you don't belong there anymore, like, they're not really helping you grow, they're just there. I feel like you feel it, but it's just that first initial part of distancing yourself that's kind of scary. And I don't want you to think that it has to be easy. I don't want you to think that because you're distancing yourself and it's hard and maybe you're crying and you're like, maybe I should reach back out, that it's because you made the wrong decision. Sometimes it's going to be like super hard because like you're literally grieving a part of your life. This person has been in your life, maybe it's for 2 months, maybe it's for a year, maybe it's for 5 years, maybe it's for more than that, and you're distancing yourself. It's like you're saying goodbye to a chapter of your life to allow a new one to begin. But no matter like how toxic this person is or how much you've outgrown this person, it's still going to be hard to let go of that chapter no matter what. And it's not because you're making a wrong decision. It's just because it's how it is. Like, it's normal that it's not easy. I remember when I stopped talking to my old friend group, I would like cry all the time, and I would read our old text, and I would look at old pictures and stuff like that. And it literally like took me a whole year to actually start to get over it, you know, like not think about it anymore and not feel as sad as I was before and all those things. And that came from learning that I was worthy of more than that. And I was worthy of having people that truly loved me. Even if in my head I was like, oh, but they were perfect. It's just if this was different. Yes, but this is not different. This is the way it is right now. And you can't change it. And the way it is right now, well, it's not enough for you to feel good in this relationship. So you have to leave it and allow for more to enter your life. And I will probably make another episode on enjoying your alone time because there's so much to say about it. But I was literally like without friends for 2 years. And during that time, I learned a lot about myself, about the people around me, about who I want to become. And during that time, I changed a lot because I started to really do the things that made me happy. And I started to change for myself because I used to always be the type of person to want others' approval, so I would change for others. And so I was never really myself. I did not know who I was because I was constantly trying to gain approval from the people around me. So being alone for so long, I learned to only want my own approval because I didn't have anyone else's approval to get. Like, who do you want me to get approval from? Like, the wall? Like, I did not have any friends that I wanted to get approval from. So the only person that was left was myself, and that helped me grow so much. So if right now you're scared of being alone, you're scared of all that, I will try to make an episode on that and share more tips. But I know it's scary at first, but it's quite enjoyable. After some time, you kind of like it. You kind of vibe with it, you know? It's just that initial part that's a little hard, but you gotta get uncomfortable to get comfortable with it after. And honestly, being alone was the best thing that could have happened because it helped me gain so much confidence, so much self-esteem, so much self-worth. And I think that that's really because of that that I attracted such good friends, because when you don't know your worth, okay, and you're not confident and you're always looking for other people's approval, you're going to attract poor relationships. Because when you don't know your worth, you're choosing other people over yourself. For example, if you don't know your worth and somebody disrespects you and you think something is wrong with you, that means that you think this person is more important than yourself. It means that you're okay with being disrespected because you think something is wrong with yourself. And that comes with self-worth. And the more you gain self-worth, the more you attract people in your life that truly see your worth and truly value it, because you yourself, you learn to value it and respect it and choose yourself instead of choosing somebody else. You know, choosing your peace over choosing somebody else, choosing to respect yourself instead of choosing somebody else's attention. Honestly, the best way to gain more self-worth and to gain more confidence in general is to first of all stop changing for other people and stop wanting their approval. Start changing for yourself so that when you look in the mirror, you're proud of who you're becoming. We don't care about what this other person thinks. It's all about you being proud of yourself and owning up to who you are no matter what. Like, we don't care if it's cringe or weird. If it's you and you like it and you're proud of it, who cares? Own up to it. Be proud of it. Your mindset also plays like a huge role in knowing your worth and self-worth and feeling empowered, because it's all about how you see it. If every time somebody judges you or somebody says something about you, you think it's because something's wrong with you, you're choosing them every single time over your own approval, of course it's going to affect your self-worth and how you see yourself. If every time somebody crosses your boundaries, you're like, no, it's okay, it's fine, like, it's whatever, and you don't stand up for yourself, again, you're choosing somebody else. So that reflects on your self-worth and how much you value yourself. So it's all those small things where you have to choose yourself and you have to value yourself. And you have to really love yourself and value your own approval more than the approval of whomever in your life. And I know this is not necessarily the usual type of like friendship podcast episodes that people would do with a bunch of tips and a bunch of things, but I feel like when you know your worth and you know you deserve better and you trust your gut, if you do that, you're gonna it's gonna be easier for you to let go of friendships that are not meant for you and become someone that attracts friendships that are healthy and that lifts you up and that are empowering for you. If you really want to find your self-worth, you feel like you want to be more confident, you want to stop caring what other people think, I'm having a challenge in June on my community. I'm gonna leave the link below, but we're having exclusive podcast episodes on it, some exclusive guides, and we're practicing daily habits together that are building a mindset of confidence and that are helping you become really that confident person that attracts good opportunities. So again, starting June 1st, and I'm leaving the link below somewhere in the description. Thank you so much for staying with me till the end. Let me know if you have any further questions. If I have enough questions about it, I might do a part 2. But yeah, I love you all so much, and I'll see you for the next one. She's a Mona Lisa. Everyone's lining up to see her. She's a Mona Lisa.